Welcome to our Growth and Developing the Economy series. In this series, you'll hear from the Prime Minister and other ministers of government about their responsibilities and how their ministries will contribute to the growth agenda. This week, we continue our conversation with Daryl Vaz, Minister Without Portfolio with responsibility for the Land, Environment, Climate Change and Investment Portfolios.
In terms of the Goat Islands project, I mean, there have been concerns about that and whether or not we're going forward with that. We did hear the Prime Minister recently say it's something that we want to do. Where are we in terms of environmental assessment?
We want to do it as a community. We want to see the development, but there has been several issues in relation to the investors, etc. Mm-hmm. So at this point in time, I couldn't say definitively that it is a go. It is something that is still under discussion. And what I can indicate for Goat Island and any other major project like that is that the regulatory process will be applied. So the bottom line is that whatever is required by the regulatory process through NEPA and the other agencies, commenting agencies, will be applied. But at the end of the day, the key word is sustainable development because the bottom line is that that's the only way you're going to get the jobs. So sustainable because obviously you have to take into consideration all the environmental issues and climate change issues, etc. And what I like to say, Dennis, is the fact that all of what we are trying to do in Jamaica has been done in other parts of the world. We don't need to reinvent the wheel. What we need to do is take from the experiences that they have had and work and build on it as it relates to our geographical area.
Yes.
So, you know, you speak about overwater rooms, which is now the big craze in the tourism industry. Overwater rooms have been around forever. So all of a sudden, overwater rooms become a big deal in Jamaica. It's not. Follow the processes that have been used in other jurisdictions, build on them, add or subtract, but at least you have a framework. You have an outline. So we don't need to make things as difficult as they seem, as if everything that we are doing, it's a first that is being done across the globe.
Fair enough. Finally, then, and a very important aspect of the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation that has defined this, the approach of this administration, has been the appointment of growth ambassadors. Give us an update on the work of the growth ambassadors. How have they gotten down to the task, so to speak?
They have been working assiduously under the chairmanship of the Honorable Michael Leachin. They have met over 45 organizations and individuals as it relates to getting a feel as to what the industry wants, what the manufacturers want. Their mandate is to advise the government on a framework of proposed growth initiatives to yield growth and increased employment. Once the government agrees on the growth initiatives and timelines for implementation, the council will support the MDAs in the implementation of the growth initiatives as required. A rigorous monitoring system will be in place, and any concerns re-timely implementation will be raised with myself or the Prime Minister. The Growth Council will report to Cabinet on a monthly basis and to the Jamaican people on a quarterly basis. So I am positive in a feeling that we are going to have some good results, and the people who I mentioned are all successes in their own right? And they're going to bring all of that expertise together. The Economic Growth Council is not just another name. The people who are involved in it, I have confidence, will deliver to the people of Jamaica.
Oh, that's encouraging. Thank you very much, Daryl Vaz. He's Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation. He has special responsibility for land, environment, climate change, and investment.
Proceeding was brought to you in time allowed for government broadcast.